So yesterday we discussed the first verse of the sixth and final ruku of Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 38. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. We had sent many messengers before you and we had given them wives and children. It was not for a messenger to produce any sign without the permission of Allah. Every promise is written down. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is no different from the previous messengers. They were humans. He was a human. They had human needs. They had wives. They had children. They ate. They slept. And the rationale behind this is that you can identify and you can emulate a Nabi. And they could not produce miracles at a whim. They could not produce miracles on their own. It was only when Allah wanted it and when Allah empowered them to do that. لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. And every promise is written down. So Allah works according to His system. Now the next verse, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ. Allah wipes out whatever He wills and retains whatever He wills. There are various interpretations in terms of what this could refer to. Some say it refers to abrogation, nasakh. So sometimes Allah sends down a command and then Allah abrogates it. And this is as per the wisdom of Allah. Like when you go to a physician, he'll say, I take this medication. But he knows full well that this medication is for this stage of the treatment. Later on, your condition is going to change, and then he's going to apply different medication. So Allah in His knowledge knows that He's sending this ruling now, it will be abrogated. So it's not an abrogation, waliyadu billah, where it's trial and error. No. It's because this is more relevant at this time, and something else will become relevant at another time. So Allah can abrogate and retain in terms of injunctions whatever He wills. Others say it could mean that Allah can fulfill the promises with conditions at the time when He wants to, and He can cancel it if the conditions are not met. So Allah says, if you'll get this, but there are certain conditions. At times Allah can give it to you even if the conditions are not fulfilled, and at times Allah can cancel it if the conditions are not met. Allah can obliterate a nation if He wills. Allah can firmly establish a nation if He wills. Another interpretation. But in short, it means Allah has absolute power over every type of change, alteration, obliteration, preservation, abrogation, and perpetuation. All records on fate and destiny are in His control, and the essence of all details and records are with Allah. That's why in the second part of this verse, Allah says, وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. And by Allah is the original book. The original book, many mufassirin say, refers to the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, where it is already written that even if something is to be abrogated, that this will be the first ruling, it will be abrogated, then the second ruling will come down. So Allah, it does not work by trial and error. Allah does not experiment. Allah knows exactly what Allah is doing. But from our perspective, things change. And they change according to the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But everything is recorded. All the details are recorded in Ummul Kitab, the original book, which is the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. Now, there's a bit more detail with regards to the Lawh-e Mahfuz and the preserved tablet. We'll talk about that in the coming days, inshallah.